Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Friday, November 11th, and this is your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. I, of course, am the coach, and this morning, a tip of the cap to all of those who serve, who continue to serve in the military, including my brother-in-law, who is a lieutenant colonel in the Army. All of you watching right now, again, a tip of the cap. Now, on this very special day, coming off, we told you last night, be very, very careful, because you do not know what the Panthers are going to do, and that's exactly what happened. P.J. Walker, 108 yards, but yet a lot of those overs came in on a long touchdown pass. It was what it was, but that leads us to today. Busy day here at the brand. In addition to our morning show, we have Early Edge and 5 special start time at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time because our props extravaganza at 4 p.m. Eastern time. By the way, prop stars, he has yet to have a losing week at the Early Edge. 9 straight profitable weeks, and he puts that on the line later today. But I was thinking, when you come off kind of a rough night, it can bring you down just a little bit. But this is 7 days a week. This is 365. We need something to pick us up. And I see the chat already chirping because you know what's coming. A little big pick energy.
Let's go.
Let's go is right. Oh, I got to start with that music. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the czar. He's everywhere. They're asking about Kentucky high school football games this morning because the man is here. Emory Hunt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Veterans Day to all that have served, currently serve, or will serve. So love you guys for doing what you do. Plus, coming off a great Cajuns victory, man. So I am in full regalia with my raging Cajuns. Let's go. Best team in the country.
And at Sportsline, we hit the under in that game as well. So everybody's happy. Now, this man, you talked about energy. My goodness, you guys know him. You love him. We can't wait for Friday's Chip Patterson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Emory. Good morning to all who served. It's amazing. I love getting the chance to talk with viewers, with listeners, and many of them are currently serving, and they talk about the long trips that they've got or the long projects that they've got. Like, listening to the Cover 3 podcast or the Early Edge, like, you are keeping me company during these long jobs, and so it's just awesome to know that we've got such a great presence. So I want to give that love right back to you, especially here on this Veterans Day.
Is absolutely. Go ahead, Emory.
I wanted to say this, too. I was in New Orleans last weekend doing HQ stuff, and the first hit I had was Saturday morning. I get to the set. First dude I meet was like, yo, what you got on those picks, man? I was like, you know, just thank you in the casino. And the guy was like, no, man, I watch y'all on the Early Edge. You with the FCS picks. All throughout Saturday and Sunday, I met so many people in New Orleans at Harris Casino that watched the Early Edge consistently. It blew my mind because you think of this in terms of a national show, so you know where people in the chat live, but just to see people from, you know, in New Orleans watching the Early Edge just blew my mind, man. I want to say maybe like 6 guys I met Saturday and Sunday that watched this show specifically every day, though. So it was great to hear and see.
It's amazing. I love to hear that. It's absolutely amazing. The only thing that kind of had me like this is putting the maestro in those sunglasses and that hat. I didn't even know what you guys were doing. Didn't know what you were doing. All right. So we got a lot to get to today, as you know. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And I got to tell you, Chip, I'm coming right at you. Mm-hmm. Because now that the college football rankings are out and the way things are playing out, you're going to need teams at the top to blow out and you need other teams to show out. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I love to look at this time because the numbers get so sharp. All the odds makers' models are very good. They've got as much data as possible. So we need to go to the intangible. We need to go to the things that are more human, that are more, you know, just sort of in the air. And that's bowl motivations because some teams really, really want to go to a bowl game. Like that is the one thing as they're sitting there at 5-4 and 4-5, you need to look at the future schedule and you need to say, what is the urgency for the team to win this game if they are going to be bowl eligible? Because there might be only a couple of winnable games left, and this might be the time to empty the playbook. This might be the time to break out all the trick plays because coaches, they get bowl bonuses in those contracts. And players, yeah, they like to go on a nice little trip and be able to cut loose and relax a little bit. And so, you know, where are these teams that are needing these wins in order to be bowl eligible? I think there's a lot of value with those 4-5, 5-4 teams. Look at the remaining schedule. Additionally, there's some teams with interim coaches. There's some teams that might be looking at the transfer portal. There are some teams we got to put on quit watch. Do they even want to go to a bowl game? Like, are they sitting there at 4-5 and it's like, yeah, we could win two of our last three, but do we want to? And so I think you got to look at bowl motivations. Again, those are the two records that I really like to dial in on right now. 4-5, 5-4 teams. What's going on with the head coach? What's going on with the roster and the transfer portal? It can give you an edge that does not exist in the numbers.
I think Tulsa is standing first in line after that performance last night. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? The over 62, and they could do nothing. That's what Chip's talking about. 3-16, they just didn't want to be there, so they didn't execute. That's why you got to follow my guys. Follow the college football mega preview on Wednesday. It's in your feed right now. Watch it on demand to get ready for the weekend in college football. You'll need as much help as you can get without charging you $1,000 for the final 3 weeks of the college football season. We're not going to do that. We're going to charge you $10.
Apparently, I am paying $100 because Dabo Swinney decided that he was going to go in and score a feel-good touchdown to take a 42 to a 49 and give John Kim a winner on the showdown. Oh, man, that was so painful.
I stopped watching it. I thought there's no way this goes to the over. And somehow, that's football. That's betting.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, let's get into our board for the day. Last week, I remember, Emery, it was about, 10, 15 p.m., and all of a sudden, bang, bang, and you just nailed everything on Friday. Everybody was ecstatic. But as you know, you're only as good as your last pick. So, start us off. What do you got for tonight?
Tonight, a lot of great action, some good games, too. East Carolina against Cincinnati. Remember, ECU beat UCF. That's something to keep an eye on. And I'm not saying they are a 1-2-1, but ECU's defense is just as good as Cincinnati's defense. The trick here is Cincinnati needs their run game to be successful to help balance out their offense. Otherwise, they're not going to have success. ECU's defense will make this a one-dimensional game. Plus, on the other side, the Pirates can run the football. They do have depth. This is too big of a spread for me, so take ECU in the points. UNLV plus 9.5. I like that play because Doug Brumfield comes back, and he was back last week. Notice that game was close last week. They lost four straight games when he was out. He came back last week. They lost that game, obviously, but it was a lot closer. Second game back off of injury. Look for him to help this team. This is, again, too big of a spread that was predicated on when he was out. Remember, they were 4-1 when he was the starter earlier in the year. I think they keep this one even closer than his 9.5-point spread. And also, Sac State and Portland State. Mouse Davis and Neil Lomax are not walking through that door for Portland State. So they won't score 100 points or 80 points in this ball game. But what will happen, Sacramento State, because they can score, and I had this worry about Montana earlier in the year. If you go on CBSSports.com, you'll see my FCS top 25. Sacramento State's defense has been giving up more and more points with each passing week. They don't have to worry about that tonight because Portland State's offense isn't as good as the teams that they face during the last 3 weeks. So if this is going to go over, it's going to be all Sacramento State. I don't think that'll happen. So take the under 67.5 points on the total between Sac State and Portland State.
Man, at this time of the year, everybody's beat up. They're tired. They just want to win, especially at this level. Almost 70 for a total. We'll take that under and be happy with it. Very serious chat question for Emory from Steven. What's Emory Hunt got for us in the Division 3Z East-Western Conference of Iceland?
Listen, I hit on that St. Thomas. I told you guys about the Tommies.
They got kicked out. They're too good.
They're too good. Kick them out.
Too good. Too good. Kick them out. All right. Now, that's Emory's Friday slate. But I love it because I do not allow members of my crew to talk to each other before the show. I want it to be as natural as we can make it for you. But sometimes picks come together. We call it synergy. Chip, you're up.
And we did it last Friday because Emory came out and he said, we're going to take Oregon State and we're going to, you know, take that single digit spread with the dog and that cashed. And I told you to take the under and that cashed. And he's on ECU. And I think that that's a great pick because I have another coordinated spot here as I'm going to be going with the under. And something that Emory mentioned that is so crucial to how I am handicapping this game is the fact that Cincinnati's pass attack is a negative value aspect of the offense. He is absolutely right. They need to be able to run the ball, and ECU's defense, as the genius, the czar Emory Hunt just told you, ECU's run defense is very, very good. So it's going to be difficult. You're going on the road. You're going into Nippert Stadium. Cincinnati's trying to hang on to its American Athletic Conference hopes. And just like I told those of you who listened to the Early Edge, that getting back to the bread and butter is running the ball and playing defense for the Cincinnati Bearcats, not putting their quarterback in a position to make mistakes. I think that this is going to be a lower scoring game. Would not be surprised if ECU wins. Definitely think ECU can cover that number. We are going under 52.
I love all of that information. Although Pooh Bear says, I picked Cincy Moneyline, Fresno State Moneyline in a parlay. Emory has me nervous. He has me nervous. Now, Jamie says in the chat, the great thing about Emory's FCS picks are that, where did it go? Is that even when the line moves by 100 points, they still cash. You're kind of right, Jamie. You're kind of right. So what's better than one FCS play today? Well, that would be two FCS plays today or three FCS plays for a Saturday. Emory, could we possibly do that?
We can, man. And you could either parlay this up or have them individually, and you'd be well on your way to getting a heated garage and a steamboat. We bring back the steamboat, right? So on Saturday, Ivy League football, Princeton is 1.5-point favorites against Yale. Here's why that number is low. Because Yale can run the football. Trey Peterson is a really good back. Yale's defense is solid. But here's the thing. Grooms, the quarterback, is also a dual threat. But Princeton's defense hadn't given up over 20 points all season long. Princeton's offense has a Senior Bowl guy and Andre Isavas, pro prospect, a heptathlete. This guy he's a damn good athlete. I want to say like five different sports. So he's going to see the ball. He's going to be explosive. Lay these 1.5 points to Princeton. It's almost like this is trending toward them being an underdog, which is crazy. Princeton's going to win this game by at least 12 points. And also, wow. Fordham. We count on Fordham, right? Fordham is playing Lehigh. I don't say they're playing Lafayette. Sorry, Lehigh. I know that's their big rival. They're playing Lafayette. Lafayette has a great quarterback, A'shaun Davis. But again, Princeton's offense is too dynamic. And now because he lost the Holy Cross, it's all about style points. Lay these 16 and a half points with Fordham. And also, because Fordham's defense is what it is, you can expect Lafayette to score at least 20, which puts this over under of 60 and a half at play. I know people are probably worried about the weather. It's going to be fine in Pennsylvania. This storm is going to pass us, and Princeton's offense is storm resistant. They don't care. They throw it all around the yard. This is going to go over because of Fordham's defense, and you could lay that 6.5 points because they'll crush that. I would even lay it up to 20 points for those that are going to be asking tomorrow while I'm on the broadcast. Oh, man, it's up to 20. Yes, up to 20. Feel comfortable with these points, but definitely this over is gonna crash. Lay it.
Wow. Listen to that. Buck 105 says Chip and Emery, best in the business. I agree. Steve says we got to give the team the roses while we can. Oh, yes, I will stay in Bachelor territory. I appreciate this free source of knowledge, and thank you, Sportsline team. We believe in value, but also we believe in team. We believe in crews. We believe in everybody being a part of it. Just like my man Chip Patterson is ready to fire on a Saturday, primed and ready to go. When you see that face, just get out of the way. Chip, floor is yours.
We begin in Pullman, where Washington State is playing host to Arizona State. Arizona State, one of those teams, interim coach. Do they want to play in a bowl game, or is this team getting together its paperwork for the transfer portal? Are these coaches getting together their resumes for their next jobs? Meanwhile, Washington State, in year one, first full year with Jake Dickert, they want to be in a bowl game. And this might be one of the best opportunities. Washington State has three opponents left. They're going to be playing Arizona State at home, Arizona on the road, then the Apple Cup against Washington. And so I think that this team looks at this opponent in Arizona State and says, let's get win number 6 right now. Let's do it at home on family weekend and with great vibes. After they went and put 50 on the board against Stanford just last week, that offense with Cam Ward has been a little bottled up. They had a 3-game losing streak, but they finally got loose, and I think they keep that thing rolling. Washington State covers the 8 against Arizona State. Now, let's go to Michigan against Nebraska. Ooh, do you see a theme? I do see a theme. Another interim coach. Here comes Nebraska into the Big House, where they are going up against a Michigan team that doesn't quite need the style points like we talked about last week. But man, they can do one thing really, really well, and that is make you quit. The defense suffocates you. Blake Corman, that running game, pound you. And even if you think you're close, like Rutgers thought it was close, like Indiana thought it was close, by the end of that game, those finals are lopsided because they've just continued to pour it on. We go Michigan team total over the 39, and then another team total for you, because I've looked at North Carolina and Wake Forest, and I have been torn, because on one hand, I am a man of principle, and 77 is a preposterous number to see. In each of the last two meetings between North Carolina and Wake Forest in each of the last two seasons, the total's gone over 100. So what do? I attack the one thing that I am the most confident in, and it's that Drake May is one of the best quarterbacks in the entire country. He is an absolute cheat code for this offense, and that North Carolina is going to be able to score against this Wake Forest defense. I'm a little bit worried about where Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman is. Like, he doesn't turn the ball over all that much. Then the last two games, he can't stop turning it over. So I'm not going to go with the full game. I just want to deal with what I can trust, and that is Drake May balling. So we go North Carolina team total over 36.5.
I feel like when I watch Hartman right now, he's a guy who thought before the year he was going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. He was going to be a top pick, and it hasn't gone that way. And so now he's trying to force it just a little bit to show everybody how good he is. Quick question from the chat from Chad. Chip, does FSU go into the Cuse and cover?
It's still at 7.5. If it's somewhere around there, I think I like Florida State to do that. A lot of that's the injury situation with Syracuse. Garrett Schrader did not play in that woeful performance against Pitt last week. Mm-hmm. I think that Dino Babers is keeping his status under wrap, but I'm also concerned about Garrett Williams, their best cornerback, who's also been out. Syracuse is not a team that can sustain multiple injuries at key positions. And dude, I don't know how much of Florida State Miami y'all watched. I didn't watch a lot live, but what I did see, like, they could have put up 70 on the board against that Miami team. I would not be looking at Syracuse as the best play. If anything, you go Knowles just to keep it going.
All right. Yes, Emery, go.
Few housekeeping items that we have to do because we see like what's going on in the chat. I always am active watching the chat, so I have to answer these questions. CFL plays will be later tonight on sportsline.com, and for those asking about FCS plays, 11 a.m. Eastern time on Caesar Sportsbook or even DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever you use, FCS lines usually come out about an hour before that noon kickoff. So don't fret. You won't see it now, but you'll see it tomorrow a little bit before kickoff, and you could get your bets in that way. So, again, that's why I threw it in there about the lines moving. Now, the CFL kicks off on Sunday, the second round of the playoffs. That's why you'll see my plays either later tonight or tomorrow. But I'll probably get it up tonight on sportsline.com since it's only two games. So that answers your questions.
Yeah, and if you turn on your notifications, the minute he puts the pick up there, you're going to know it. It's a very simple process. We make it simple. We lead you to the water, but you have to drink. You know what I mean? You have to drink. Now, my man Reed, apparently he's going to be drinking a lot. His mother-in-law is in town visiting the district. My wife, distracting my wife from me trying to watch too much football and bet. Oh, you're one of those, Reed. You're one of those. Just a second. I got a text from my buddy. Oh, -3, -125. Oh, we've all been there.
It's a work thing, you know. Sorry.
We've all been there. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Now, remember, these are Fridays and Saturdays. So Friday for Emory is ECU plus the 5, UNLV plus the 9.5, and Sac State, Portland State. We go under 67.5. Then Saturday, Princeton -1.5. Fordham, you can put them together or a little same game parlay, bet them separate or a same game parlay. -16.5 for Fordham, over 16.5. Emery said he'd play it all the way up to 20. That's how confident he is in Fordham this week. Then Chip, again, Friday, Cincinnati, ECU, under 52. Then the other three are for Saturday, Washington State -8. Michigan team total over 39, UNC team total over 36.5. It's a really smart way to play those type of bets. When you're getting to this point of the season, you're in November, a lot of teams are banged up, but yet you don't want to lay the big spreads. All you got to do is watch them score, and we love that. Don't forget, you can see all of my guys every single day, CBS Sports HQ. Cover 3 is killing it right now, Chip, and so is our college football preview. You see them everywhere. Just turn on your notifications. And if you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing?
Come on!
What are you doing? By the way, a very special World Cup Futures episode this Monday. Myself, the guru, Buckets, getting you set for the World Cup, which will take up the next 2 months in the world of soccer. Boy, what a good way to start my Friday. And that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Damn it, do I love them all. The Czar, Chip, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here every single day, multiple times a day. I implore you to turn on those notifications. The second we start any content, you get notified and you get to consume it all. Be a part of the team. Be a part of the crew right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.